This is VOA News via remote Chinese helpdesk.
Protests did not slow down Sunday in Myanmar, a day after security forces shot dead two people at a demonstration in the country's second biggest city. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Another large protest took place in Mandalay near a dockyard where the two protesters were killed by police a day earlier. Many of the protesters, like those who were killed, are workers from the railway or truckers and civil servants who've been taking part in a civil disobedience campaign against the junta. A funeral was also held for a young woman who was killed by police in the capital Naypyidaw on February the 9th, 2 days before her 20th birthday. Her death was the first confirmed death amongst thousands of protesters who've rallied against the February 1st coup that toppled the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. When her body was released, a long motorized procession began a drive to the cemetery. In Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city, about 1,000 demonstrators honored the woman under an elevated roadway. I'm Karen Chamas.
Seven election workers were killed during Niger's presidential vote on Sunday. A local election official says their vehicle struck a landmine, marring a day meant to usher in the country's first democratic transition of power. The West African country regularly suffers attacks by Islamist militants and had stepped up security to protect the poll, in which ruling party candidate Mohamed Bazoum is facing former President Mahamane Ousmane. Sunday's vote is expected to Ousmane scored 17% of the vote, while Bazoum scored 39.3% of the previous vote that happened in December. Bazoum is backed by the candidates who came third and fourth in the first round. Crowds of voters in Niamey queued in dusty school courtyards. This is VOA News. A United Airlines flight landed safely at Denver International Airport on Saturday after suffering a right engine failure. That's according to the Federal Aviation Administration. Dramatic images show debris from the plane scattered on the ground of the U.S. city's suburbs. The airline said the Boeing 777-200 plane was heading to Honolulu, Hawaii, when it suffered the engine failure soon after takeoff. In an interview, Rob Ball told KMGH he saw the plane fly overhead.
I heard this loud rumble, and I thought it was a military aircraft because it was really, really loud. It came right over the house, and I watched it, and you could see that the right engine was on fire.
There were 231 passengers and 10 crew members on board, and no reports of injuries either on the plane or on the ground. Iran believes U.S. sanctions will soon be lifted despite continuing diplomatic wrangling over reviving the nuclear deal. A government spokesman made the statement on Saturday, signaling Tehran's desire to end the impasse while not offering a new position. Iran and the United States have been at odds over who should take the first step to revive the 2015 accord. Iran insists that the United States must first lift former President Donald Trump's sanctions, while Washington says Tehran must first return to compliance with the deal. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny lost his appeal on Saturday against what he said was a politically motivated decision to jail him for nearly 3 years. He was found guilty of slander and fined in a separate case. The double legal defeat had been anticipated by his supporters, who believe the Kremlin sees the 44-year-old opposition politician as a threat, a notion the Kremlin laughs off. It paves the way for Navalny to be moved from a Moscow jail to a prison camp outside the capital. World number one tennis player Novak Djokovic beat Russia's Daniil Medvedev in straight sets to win his ninth Australian Open title on Sunday, his win extending his record-breaking reign at Melbourne Park. Djokovic demolished the fourth seed in front of 7,400 fans on Rod Laver Arena to end the Russians' unbeaten run at 20 matches. In winning his third straight Australian Open, the Serb claimed his 18th Grand Slam title to move within two of Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal, who have 20 each. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.